This is KERA News. I'm Doahli Saikautau. In the rural town of Rio Vista, south of Fort Worth, a husband and wife has fostered more than 50 children in the last 8 years. In the next part of our series, Remaking Foster Care, we visit with the family and their foster kids. There's an elaborate wooden playground, shaped like a ship, outside the home of Steve and Deidre Klinkscales. It's inside a two-acre fenced yard next to a highway and across from a train track. When the trains are gone and the traffic slows, it's a bucolic place where foster kids from diverse racial backgrounds climb onto a pink slide and blue swings.
We live in a predominantly white area, and not everybody agrees with us bringing children of a different race into the community.
Deidre says when they began to foster 8 years ago, the reaction from this community of less than 1,000 was swift. A big rebel flag was left overnight in the front yard. Anonymous letters arrived asking why they couldn't just foster white children. One person said, quote, "Let their own kind take care of them." Now, Steve says the community is more compassionate.
It's changed a lot of people, and it has changed a lot of people for the better.
He's a flight paramedic working out of helicopters. She's a former computer teacher at a local elementary school. They have 3 grown sons of their own.
You know, you go into a restaurant, and, you know, it's a little more accepted when you get into the metropolitan areas for the most part. But when you're in the small communities that we are, you know, you're kind of like, oh, wow. You know, we're really getting some looks today. And, you know, that just propels us to do it more.
Deidre and Steve can remember the name of every single child that has come through their home. The first 3 were named Braden, Amaya, and Shane. Add the Klinkscales boys, Drew, Nathan, and Chaz. Cycle in another 50 kids, many of them with medical needs. And that's a lot of work.
It is the most heart-wrenching, most fulfilling thing I've ever done.
Right now, she and her husband have 6 foster kids, including an 18-month-old baby with a heart condition and a 3-year-old with cerebral palsy. All of them live in a 4-bedroom, 2-story house that's about 2,500 square feet. Mickey Mouse and other stuffed characters sit in a huge playroom. Scriptures, wooden crosses, and turquoise stars decorate the living room walls. Sitting in her kitchen, Deidre says the good days make up for the not-so-happy ones.
Our heart being broken is nothing compared to what those children deserve of being loved. When I say, can't do this again, Steve, you know, get that phone call and they're leaving. And you think, oh, and it's hard. But you know what? God fills my heart back up and that new placement arrives and it's okay. It really is.
The Klinkscales say they hope the state's makeover of the foster care system will mean less stigma for foster parents. Deidre and Steve say they're not doing this for the money.
You know, right now I'm getting just a rush of pictures in my mind of the children that have been in and out of our home. One girl that came to us with 8 skull fractures from abuse. That little girl changed who I am from the core because it doesn't matter what she has. We support what she doesn't have and she gets it.
Irene Clements has felt that too. She and her husband have fostered 127 children and adopted 4. She's now executive director of the National Parent Foster Association in Austin.
It would have been easy for my husband and I, over the close to 30 years we fostered, to hate biological parents. But by the grace of God, we know that we might have made the same mistakes they did.
She thinks this redesign the state is rolling out, region by region, is Texas's best shot at making effective changes. That means better training for future foster parents and bridging the gap between foster parents and birth parents.
Most parents, they love their children. They got into the circumstances that for some reason caused them to hurt their kids. It doesn't mean they don't love their kids.
The closer the biological family and the foster family are, the better chance we have at reunification.
Bill Lund is CEO of Covenant Kids in Arlington, which helps match kids with foster and adoptive parents.
Everyone needs to get involved. I think our medical communities, our schools and churches and judges and legal system all need to get behind the fact that just here in North Texas, there's 500 kids a month that are in desperate need of the entire system understanding that they need to be supported and that they need to find safe and loving homes where they can continue to thrive.
Even the Klingscales' three boys are on board. They're in their 20s now. One is a youth pastor, the other became a paramedic like his dad, and the last is on his way to becoming a child protective service worker for the state. Dua Hli Sai Kow Tau, KERA News.